Time for a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee. Huddle up and support Zizzer Football as the annual West Plains Quarterback Club auction and dinner is just 1 month away. It's set for mid-August. It's a huge event that offers a night of great food, fun, and fundraising, all in support of the West Plains High School football program. Attendees can look forward to, again, a delicious dinner, exciting auction items, and a chance to connect with fellow fans, parents, and community members who share a passion for Zizzer football. Tables are now available for reservation, and organizers are encouraging everyone to act fast before they're gone. Businesses and individuals alike are also invited to donate auction items, big or small. Every contribution makes a difference for the players and coaches. To reserve a table, donate an item, or get more information, reach out to Kamisha Hunter or Sonia Stauffer, and there'll be contact information posted on our webpage, OzarkRadioNews.com. Go to the sports section. Well, the All-Star game is in the rearview mirror, and now the Cardinals are getting ready for their second-half push for a playoff spot. With more, here's your Redbird update.
Today is the final day of the All-Star break. The Cardinals get back at tomorrow, opening up the unofficial second half of the season. They will take on Arizona for a three-game set over the weekend, and then they will stay on the road for a three-game series against Colorado that begins coming up on Monday. Going into the second half of the season, the Cardinals are 51-46. That puts them in third place in the NL Central, 6.5 games back of first-place Chicago, 5.5 games back of the second-place Brewers. When it comes to the wild card, they are the number 5 team right now, a game and a half back of the Padres, who are holding the final wild card spot, and also one game back of the Giants, who are outside looking in. Cardinals and Diamondbacks tomorrow night, opening up that three-game series. First pitch at 8:40. That means our coverage begins at 7:45. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauley.
Cardinal baseball games air on KUKU 100.3 Classic Country. Well, throughout Mish's 100-year history, participation in interscholastic athletics and activities required that students be enrolled full-time in the member school. In recent years, non-traditional options have been added by the membership, which gave more flexibility, specifically for students who attended homeschools or virtual schools. Some public school districts allowed part-time enrollment to grant access to athletics and activities. Effective August 28th of 2025, Senate Bill 63 changes the rules. This new law expands participation opportunities to full-time homeschool, full-time family-based education school, and full-time virtual school students with the public or charter school which serves the place they live. The law applies to a broad scope of athletics, fine arts, and integrated co-curricular activities, not just those governed by MSHA. There's more on that story as well at OzarkRadioNews.com. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.